This is KUT. Five Austin City Council District seats are up for grabs this November. All this week, KUT's Audrey McGlinchey is going district by district, introducing us to the people hoping to fill those seats. We're calling the series More Than a Yard Sign. Yesterday we heard about District 2, today it's District 4, one of the most diverse parts of town in North Central Austin. As KUT's Audrey McGlinchey explains, it's a different race than in 2014, but for the most part, it's kind of not.
For starters, this guy's running again.
Hi, my name is Louis C. Heron III, and I'm running for a city council seat, District 4.
Heron ran back in 2014, but got less than 3% of the vote. With more than two decades as an environmental engineer, Heron says he would trim City Hall spending and be committed to impartial voting.
I'm going to look at all the problems as an engineer. I'm going to break them down, and I'm not going to have emotion to them. I'm just going to look at yes, no. I'm not going to be tied to emotions.
The current District 4 representative tends to take a different approach.
When I was first running for council just under 2 years ago,
here's current council member Greg Kassar.
I had a former elected official tell me that the city and local government wasn't really a social justice thing, and I couldn't disagree more.
Council members can't legally use their city hall offices to campaign, so I'm meeting with Kassar just down the street in the empty lobby of the Violet Crown Theater. Kassar highlights his first 2 years in office.
We passed some landmark civil rights legislation in our Fair Chance hiring ordinance, and we got recognition from the White House for being the first southern city to provide more protections for people with criminal histories that are looking for jobs.
So Heron versus Kassar, same as 2014. But there's another reason this election is similar to the first 10-1 race. There's one more guy running against Kassar.
How effective is fluoride in the water versus fluoride in the toothpaste?
Gonzalo Camacho questions putting fluoride in our water, among other things. It's the second time Kassar has faced an anti-fluoride candidate. But Camacho, a traffic engineer and native of Bolivia, also focuses on affordability.
The whole middle class is going to be driven out of Austin. There's no money that's going to stop that.
Camacho says he's not running against Kassar or Heron, but rather to learn about District 4 and to educate its residents.
So it sounds like your objective isn't necessarily to win. Is that fair?
Are you serious? I'm going to blow 3 months of my life. I'm going to put up to all with all this negative information that's been published out there and just to have a nice dialogue.
So you are trying to win. Or this is a guessing game.
Any race is won, I suppose. If you live in District 4, you'll see the names of Heron, Camacho, and Kassar on your ballot. Down the ballot, of course. Early voting begins October 24th. Election day is November 8th. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.